One place finding a plane ticket could be getting a little easier is Afghanistan. Last month, the country got a new airline called Afghan Jet International Airways. Mamoon Rashid is the CEO. He's from Pakistan. I asked him here in the World Studio what it was like launching the airline.
So I thought it is going to be very easy, although I was not right that it was easy. It was a very difficult task because, as the saying goes, to start an airline, when the paperwork becomes equal to an airplane load, only then the airline flies.
Now, Afghanistan might not be the first place that comes to mind for starting a new business of any kind, let alone an airline. How much of that is true, do you think? Is that an especially challenging place to start a business or an airline?
It is really a very challenging place. There are quite a few difficulties. Afghanistan has gone through hell. You know, it's a country which was, you know, nearly devastated. But what I have seen, the Afghan people, they have this resolve. This was my first time going into Afghanistan, although Peshawar is nearby, yeah. Jalalabad or Kabul, but I had never had the opportunity to go there. But when I went there, I found the people very hospitable, very caring, very helping. And I also found people that they want to work. I have interviewed something like 200 people. And I found very enthusiastic young girls and boys. Quite a few of them we inducted in the airlines. And apart from us, maybe a dozen of expatriates, the rest are all Afghans working for the airline.
The election in Afghanistan is still ongoing. There's another round of elections for president. The U.S. Is drawing down troops. We know that. Some will still stay. Do you worry about security at all into the future? It must be a concern.
It definitely, security is always a concern, especially in the aviation business. Aviation business is very sensitive. You know, anything happens in any corner of the world, like, see, Ukraine. There's a problem in Ukraine, and the fuel prices go up to $115 from 98.
Wow.
So the security is not only dependent on the local situation, it's on the international as well. But what I've heard from all the candidates, both of them have said that they will sign the BSA.
Mm. To keep some U.S. troops.
Yes,
there.
To keep about, I think, 10,000 or so many troops. Now, that will also keep the United States engaged with Afghanistan. You know, so there will be a lot of maybe investment, and it will be a new government. So whosoever wins, I believe that the situation is going to get better.
You know, President Obama over the weekend visited Afghanistan. He went to Bagram Air Force Base. Does that affect you guys at all? What happens to airspace when the president flies in?
That happens, you know, in all of the countries when the this is VVIP.
VVIP.
So that is, you know, the airspace is closed. But Bagram is a military base. It does not affect Kabul. In the air, there are so many in the prohibited areas, you cannot cross over. If you do, then you know that becomes risky. You will get a call that you have deviated.
Mamoon Rashid, CEO of Afghan Jet International Airlines, thanks for coming into the world.
Thank you.